Okay, we learned yesterday that the Gemara said there's a difference. Yesterday we learned there's a difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and other fruits. That Eisef Nisabah Mishum Allah Ella Ala Yaitzim and Zeitzim v'Anavim. That there's a difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and other fruits. That Isurei Ola apply. And Tosis brought that it's not only Isurei Ola but Dini Bikurim don't apply only by Zeitzim v'Anavim and Truma. The Pasha Truma applies by Tirish V'Yitzar, does not apply by other juices. Now this chilek has ramifications all over many areas of halacha. The difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and all other fruits. In Hilchos Shmita, the same thing. That on Shmita, where you have to use your fruits in the optimum way, you're not allowed to waste keres of Shmita. So on the Shemitah year, you're allowed to squeeze the grapes and the olives to get their juice, but you're not allowed to, if somebody wants to squeeze the juice out of figs or dates or whatever else, that's not the derech. So those things, it would be considered wasting the fruit to squeeze it for its juice. Only Zeitzim v'Anavim are mutter and nothing else. So on Shemitah, the Kula, that Zeitzim v'Anavim, you're allowed to squeeze the grape for its wool, for its grape juice, or for its wine, it's not considered a waste. Because Zeitzim v'Anavim is considered the most normal way of using it. That's what I want to talk about. There's nothing that can be used for Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's a malach of schita, of squeezing. And the issus chita min atayra is only on Zeitzim v'Anavim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Only on Zeitzim v'Anavim, which are routinely squeezed, because Zeitzim v'Anavim are things that are normally squeezed. But shar peiros that are sometimes squeezed, it's mutter min atayra. But Rabbanan, there's an issur even on shar peiros that are sometimes squeezed. So from Aruch it says peiros that have never squeezed for their juice, it's mutter l'chatzila. Even l'halacha l'mais, it's mutter. Right? One of my kids was once squeezing watermelon. Kids always squeeze watermelon, but right. So somebody at the table said, "That's chita. That's not chita. You're allowed to squeeze watermelon on Shabbos for watermelon juice, even if you really want the watermelon juice, because it's not a normal fruit to squeeze." The issur Torah is only Zeitzim v'Anavim. The issur the Rabbanan is tusim very minor, things that are sometimes squeezed, and things that are never normally squeezed, that's even with the lamais. Why did the Hesber, what is the gather of the difference between Zeitzim v'Anavim and everything else? Yes?
When you say normally squeezed,
not sometimes squeezed, the individual condition is normal. No, I mean, it's society, it's not the... That's the wooden matter. So it doesn't depend on the individual. We're talking about the ma'aseh, so it doesn't either get either or not, right? Because here we're just talking about the status of the Jews, whether that's considered a ma'aseh chita, a normal ma'aseh malach. As we said, the Torah speaks in a normal way. That's a shino, that's something. See, actually, there's a machlokes rishayim as to the geder hadvarim. Yesterday I mentioned to you the Rosh in Brachis, which Rishash brings, who says basically that the reason Shar Peiros, the juice of Shar Peiros doesn't have the din of the pri, he talked about the fact that it doesn't have the taste of the pri, which is the Rosh we said yesterday. The Rosh, of course, was not talking about Shemitah. The Rosh was talking about Hilchos Brachis, and talking, and the Rishash applied it to Hilchos Ola, that the criteria of juice depends on what has the Tama Pri. Since juice doesn't have the Tama Pri, like the disciple explained, Therefore, it doesn't have to be the hour. I, Zaytsev, and Avim do. So, Pashas, that's just the Zerat. That's the Rosh Hashit. The Rajba learns totally different than everything we said yesterday. Everything we said yesterday was based on the Rosh, on the Rishash and the Middle Rosh. The Rajba Shita is that it depends on what's normal. The reason Zaytsev and Avim are different is that Zaytsev and Avim, it's normal to squeeze. And everything else, it's not normal to squeeze. It's the Rajba Shita. The Chazanish is Mesopic. According to the Rajba, things would change based on the society that you're in. And the example that the Chazanish brings is oranges, tapuzim, which today is squeezed. More oranges are squeezed than oranges that are eaten. And it's certainly the Derech as much as Eitzav HaNavim. The Chazanish is Mesopic if it changes. If it will change according to the Rajba, this man is there. That will be the nafkamina about oranges. Will be a lot of nafkamina. First of all, it will be treated direct on Shabbos to squeeze an orange. Second of all, that's a chumrah. Second of all, will be a kula. Then on Shemitah, you'd be allowed to make oranges out of oranges. And presumably, it would be a nafkamina for brachas, perhaps also. Then it should be a bar priya. It's normal, according to the Rashi. The Jews. What? Because initially they talked about pureeing something, right? He says, hey. Here he talks about, it's in the same piece in Mamek Gimel Hay, he talks about if it's something which most people would squeeze, if that's enough of a, enough to change the halacha. And he's a suffix, he has a suffix, l'maisa. Kashi has a second step to the suffix. Even if you'll say that it does change, it's traveling, it doesn't depend on each city. Say one community is normal, one community is not normal. But is it one rule for the world? Yeah. It just is pretty much international. I think, I don't know, do they drink? I don't think they, do they drink in a strong much oranges or something? Okay, so it could be, for whatever reason, but if the mice, that is sophic. He doesn't pass the Rav Chaim Pinevsky in the Shana Alachas Paskins, that it's enough that the Diyadah, if you made an eitz on oranges, that you eitz. Eitz
has more
such a big Kiddush, but
eitz
has more chashuv
after the squeeze.
So oranges is
more chashuv
if you squeeze it. Eitz
and
olives
have more of a
shiva
after the squeeze.
Compared to oranges. Yeah. Could be. Then there will be a white cloak. Those are two sudden. Two sudden are whether it's a white cloak or not.
Oranges is worth more than
oranges. See, Leah, you mean it went up in.
So it might be oranges, but it makes more value
than juice. I'm not sure that's so.
But who's just an orange? That's not bad as juice.
If you're a farmer and you have an abundance of oranges, if you can sell them all with oranges, then the market is going to plummet because there'll be so many oranges that you can't market them. You can have a lot of oranges that are worth money. If you don't have customers to them, you have only two choices, either to let them rot or to lower the price.
Those farmers are turning to juice,
I'm not sure. There's another thing I'm not sure about, which Vasilish doesn't talk about. Fact is that today, juice oranges are different than regular oranges. You know, the juice oranges that they grow for orange juice is grown differently. They breed it, and it's not totally different, but it's a different kind of orange. But anyway, this is what he says. Now, yeah.
According to that, did you have to make the
orange itself, I think, would always be high. I don't think it would ever not be high, unless it would be spoiled. But as long as it's a normal thing to eat it, I don't think it would ever change. The grape sauce. This is the thing. The thing that you really should know is the machlokes of the Rosh and the Rajba, which is is what the significance of different mashkin is. It's based on the Rajba says on the derech. And the Rosh says something to do with the taste, which without the Without the stipla, I wouldn't understand the Rosh. What does the Rosh mean? Juice doesn't have the taste of food. Without the stipla, I wouldn't know what it means. But there's one other thing. Other Gabi Truma. Taisa said that this din applies also to Bikurim. He actually brought it from Gemara Cholin. Pre-Primi Bikurim, Bikurim Mitruma. Bikurim accepts Hirash Vietzah. There's a Briska Chumra, comes from the Briska Rav, as opposed to some Briska Chumras which don't. The Briska Rav had a Chumra. He didn't pass it this way, but it was a Chumra he was making himself. I think anybody with an extra knows that if you go into a store and you purchase fruit, so you're not sure if they put Trumas and Maestras, so you separate Trumas and Maestras on your own. There's a Nusach that you say, you cut off a small piece, you throw it, you play it, right? There's a whole, there's a little bit that you throw out. What happens if you go into a store and you buy a cup of oranges, they squeeze oranges for you, you buy a container of oranges, and you're not sure if the Hechsher covered the Trumas and Maestras or not. So Pashtus, what you do is the same thing. You take out the Nusach, you say the Nusach, you pour off a little bit, you place it in the tent, and the whole Nusach should apply to orange juice as well, and to carrot juice, or to anything that you do with the juice that doesn't have a head. Comes to Biskarov, he says, no. If you're going to buy juice that has a Hechsher, and you're not comfortable with the Trumas and Maestras, there's no answer for you. Because we're the Mayit Mashkin from Arla, Bikurim, and Truma. So you can't take Truma from Mashkin. It's a mirror. The Torah is a Mayit, except the Torah is Tirish and Yitzhak. We learn out to be the Mayit or Mashkin from the Parsha of Truma. All May Paris is this Mayit from the Parsha of Truma. So if you go into a store and you don't trust them for the Asher, you have to separate the Trumas and Maestras before they squeeze the orange. Once they're going to squeeze the orange, you're going to be stuck, because once it becomes juice, that's the meal. Just like there's no olive on juice, and there's no bikurim on juice, there's no truma on juice. You can't separate truma from juice. So if you can't separate truma from juice, so then you're stuck. You're stuck. There's no exit. So if I say, he never thought that the din tevel does apply, it's only this night from the parasha of Truma. What do you hope? Well, there was a way to do it, but at this state, it's too... This is a Briska Chumra that Stambach brings to shame that the Briska Rav held the Briska Chumra. He brings it because the Nish said it's okay. It's separate Minayu Bay. Separate oranges on juice, you can't. But from the juice itself, he held that you could. What? Why is it not mahalacha? It's a good question. Why is it not mahalacha? So it could, but I'm not sure. It could be that the juice has two parts to it. That's the juice. It has the part that comes from the fruit. So it could, I don't know, it could be, like Rav Sholem was saying, that we'll understand that if you remind the parsha of Truma from the juice, so manafshah. If it has no parsha of Truma, you can eat it. If it has a parsha of Truma, I'll stop it. Elamai, you're worried that the juice itself has no parsha of Truma, but there's something from the fruit that's in the juice. So whatever from the fruit is in the juice, I should be able to separate it, you know, from it itself. But I'll compare it, not necessarily connected. It depends how you understand. I don't think the Briska Rav is a serious disciple. With the disciple, you can maybe answer. But the question is not the Zei B'Alma part, but the juice part. The Pasha of Tevel applies. I think that's the question. Can you say Truma doesn't apply and Tevel does apply? Okay. Just for a minute, the previous Taisus, Prat La'ichel Chel of Chai. Prat La'ichel Chel of Chai, Taisus said, Hadam of the Giranasha, Acha Tzipa Tzahiru Bechayeha of the Chalshu. That means Bechayeha means you take a live bird and you put it in your mouth. Ochot tzipa tahir b'chaya. Sounds disgusting, right? I'm about to shock you. But b'nisasa b'kazayis. So if you eat it tahir b'chaya, the shir is a kosher. Because you eat the whole barrier. Well, what do you mean? Eating a live thing? That's shalai kederach. That's place is kasher. This is no shani oichu rach b'chazilun b'chashu kederach ha'na'asai. It's a derech. A chazilun said he could eat it raw. So, so we may let shayach to be mechayev. Yeah? That's derech. Seems to be alive and raw, yes. This is saying that... that's funny what Tyson says. That derech hachilasa to eat alive, a small live bird, to eat it alive. This is a taste good, that's what Tyson says. What?
How often do you have
it
in
a chai? No, in a chai normally the eva came off the chai. And now you have the eva. The eva is already a piece of meat. Okay, you can do whatever you want with it. But Tosha seems to say that if you would have a kind of bird which you would eat raw, as raw meat, the fact that it happens to be alive doesn't take away from derech achilasa. In the 60s it was a start, it was a mishagat to eat raw goldfish. Live goldfish, I mean. Right? It was a college thing, part of the revolution of the 60s. So what happens? I mean, if sushi is good, what's the problem? Raw fish is good. Eating it alive is not a problem. I don't think you appreciate what that's saying. Can I ask you a question? If I stand on my head and I eat, is that shalai kederach achila? Okay. So that's kederach achila. So I'm eating, right? So if I take let's say it would be normal to eat a goldfish uncooked. I take it alive, I pull it out of the water, and I swallow it alive. Is that shalai kederach achila? This taste is saying that no, it's not. As long as the food is normal to eat raw, the fact that this thing is still alive and you're swallowing it, that doesn't change it. Goldfish doesn't eat shchita. That's what it's trying to do. It's not an iser. Here we're talking about them. It's an iser. The question is not the shir. Yeah, I know. The favor. The point is, it's considered kederach hanasa. No one says to say. I guess I say. Finished. Second part here to taste this. Hadav a chavetz rabba. Dab shadishlei eidei arva alav. Parach abayim ahadit tanya hikvah sadam ba'achlai. Listen carefully. Somebody, it says that if you have dab shadishlei, you cook blood, then there's no sadei right on eating cooked blood. But parach abayim tanya hikvah sadam ba'achlai. Hashem l'chzachel av a gavai. Chayim. So there it says that your chayiv, if you melt it and you swallow it, umishani kapet, kashik fabor, kashik fabakam. If you melt it in the sun, that's shalai kederach. If you melt it in a fire, that's the derech. If you have to have a sarapai, mishabrais, let's go to kashani. Like this. Hikvah sadam bechama. If you cook the blood in the sun, that's a chayiv of boor, di bechama chayiv, chayiv upasim. What's he saying? There's such a thing that cooked blood is, there's nothing which like a derech. Cooked blood is no derech because it's not roivim is derech. Only dama roivim is derech, you're over, not dama shen roivim is derech. What about chela? So he says, if you're going to cook chela in the sun, it's like a derech. So how can it say, it's a chela begam echayiv? It's a chela begam echayiv. So, could that be talking that you cooked it in the sun? No, that would be shalai kederach. It must be talking that you cooked it in the fire. Follow? Yeah. So let's say that if you cook chaylev in the sun, then you'll like to do a chachilu when you eat it later. That make sense? But it's nothing to do with the sun. Then if I cook it in the fire and I don't cook it well, it's the same thing. But the chanun is much more on this taste. The taste is the same, the second hepatitis. That if you take chaylev, if you cook it on the fire, you're chayiv. If you cook it in the sun, you're potter. That's shalai kederach. Why is that shalai kederach? Why is it Shalei Kederech? Shalei Kederech means how does it come out? How does it come out? If you cook it in the sun, it comes out good. So it comes out good. You should be Chayyim. It should be Kederech. What?
Is that true?
Is that Metzius true? If you cook these in the sun, do they come out different than you cook them on the fire? If yes, then they're right. I don't know. We don't live in a place where we can cook things in the sun, but
why by Shabbos is the sun,
you remember on Shabbos we said a shina in the pool is also a shina in the hat, even it's just not normal to cook it in the sun. The sun is not fire. The Mishnah says the sun is not fire. I imagine for the first 1500 years after the Mishnah was printed, people learned the Mishnah, the sun is not fire. It doesn't make sense. Sometimes you learn the Gemara, right? It says a physical fact, and we know it's not so. So I think for more than 1500 years, they learned the Mishnah, the sun is not fire. What do you think the sun is? Malos or something. And nowadays we know that the sun is not fire. We need oxygen to burn a fire. The sun is... the sun is all nuclear energy. Right? It's the Mishnah Be'ah. The Mishnah says that cooking the sun is not cooking in fire. Yeah. One of many Gemaras which look like a Pella. And someday, you know, you come along, you find out that, you know, they knew Baruch HaKadosh 2,000 years ago. How do they know the sun is not fire? I don't know. How could they know that the sun is not fire? Right? At any rate, this is Tosis. So the first half and second half of Tosis give us two different impressions. The first half of Tosis gives us the impression that if you eat a living thing, that's Kederech, because for Maisa, when it goes down your throat, it's the same as any raw meat. So who cares if you put it in a lot? The second half of Tosis says that if you cook Chelev in the sun, that's like Kederech Achima. Even though it seems that when it goes down, it tastes the same. So I'm going to buy a trail with this. It seems to be a little bit of a problem in Tyson. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Amar Abayah. Hakel Leidim Bekalei Akarem Shalaykin Alayim Atele Shalaykin Derech Hanasam Maitai Mosh and the like Sivu Achiva. Now what's Abayah say? Klayim Kalei Akarem. You have wheat that's growing in a vineyard. You get Malkish Shalaika Derechana. Why? Mishum the light sibuhu achila. What does that mean, Mishum the light sibuhu achila? Anybody?
It was
not
Dafke eating in any other way.
The word achila is Mashka Dafke eating, and not with a shim.
It's a matter of eating.
So here, since it doesn't say achila, so therefore. Therefore what? Shalaika Derech Achila Yechayim.
It's not there.
What about Shalaki Derech Hanoah? What about Shalaki Derech Hanoah and Kalei Kerem? Shalaki Derech Hanoah, right? How do we learn? Shalaki Derech Hanoah, son. It sounds Shalaki Derech Hanoah, right? How do we learn? We learned that Shalaki Derech Hanoah is potter because it's Chatzishir, because it's a Shinoi. So what's going on here? Kalei Kerem. So how do you see from that you get Malkus if you do it a Shinoi, or you get Malkus a Chatzi Shir? It's a little bit of a problem, no? So if I sell it, sell to a guy, you have an arm, normal hand arm. The Shema said that. This has to be a case of Hanar that we're pattering. There's another question. What does a Baya mean? Does a Baya mean, Kluna Baya two ways. Kluna Baya, that you get punished Shalai Kederech because there's no meat. There's nothing to do in the marriage Shalai Kederech. In other words, there's nothing to tell you your partner is a Meliachai. Or else, you can learn Pshat Nevaya that the fact that the pasuk said it in a strange way, that's a gimli that you're chayiv. In other words, there's a gimli akra to be mechayiv. You follow different things, two ways to learn? The first way to learn is that you're chayiv because there is no pasuk, so remember you're chayiv. The second way to learn is, no, we have a pasuk that teaches you you're chayiv. Two ways to learn abaya. How do you understand abaya? Is it that it just doesn't say achilah, and then yachayiv? Or is it, no, Torah is something strange. It didn't say achilah, that's a giloy. That's a riboy to be mechayiv. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to learn, Rashi Kalei HaKaren, that's not a shariboy. Rashi Ksiv Petitna Shamalaya Dimash Molay Tehna Mimenu El Tisrafenu Pen Lavu. I think that the Pasuk is saying it. Says Pen Tugda Shamalaya, which is Mashma, you can't have any Anar El Tisrafenu. It's a Gidoy of the Pasuk. It reveals to us that a chiddush, a riboy to be mavish like a derech. Anything outside of burning is awesome. Which is the second way. That there's a riboy in the pasuk to teach it. If it's a riboy in the pasuk, so then I will first cast it from there. The question is, how do you see yichayim ha shalek derech hanoah? How do you see that? I have chatzi shir, it's a shinoi. Terence says, you're right, it's chatzi shir, it's a shinoi. But there's a riboy. Pesuk d'shamaleya. There's a riboy in the pasuk. Abai is saying we have a gilei akro, which is ma'arba to us, that shalei kederech hanar, and shalei kederech achila, chayiv as well. Anything outside of burning, you're chayiv for. And this is the way the word pshat in Abai is chidish. Now, kalei akarev is chayiv, shalei kederech hanar. Now, meisvei. And this meisvei, I hope you've learned it, it's very long, but it's really just one idea. Basa b'chalav. Meisvei. Isi ben Yehuda Eimei. Minayim a basa b'chalav. Shuvasar. Nebekad. Kiyam kadishat. B'nayim ala halon. Vanchei kadish tiyam. Ma'ala halon. Asar. Afkan asar. Eri ala b'achila. Ano minayim. How do you know that basa b'chalav is even asar? Ano amri. Ano min le kavachayim. They have many demutim for basa b'chalav. Right? The three basa b'ashlos are the most famous. Because Rashi and Chumash brings it down. But here the Gemara has a different way. Kavu Chayma. Ma Olo Shalai Nebda Ba'adela. Asura Ba'ana. Basa B'chol Shalai Nebda Ba'adela. Anything. She Asa Ba'ana. So how do you know Basa B'chol is Asa Ba'ana? A Kavu Chayma from Arla. Now the Gemara shoots back. No. Ma Lo Arla. Shekei Lo Hez Ba'ash Asa Kaishin. Haki Lo from Arla to Basa B'chol. Arla never had a time that it was Kaishin. Tell me Basa B'chol of Shai Slash Asa Kaishin. The Torah is Chavis B'Pesach Yechiyah. We'll learn that from the combination of Arla and Chavis. Shaya Lo Shasa Kaisha Vasa Vana. So what are we doing? We're learning Kehavkah. Vasa B'Cholav out of Arla and Vasa B'Cholav together. And Arla and Chavis together. It's just that Arla and Chavis are both Vasa Vana. The same thing, Vasa B'Cholav is Vasa Vana. I will say, Ma'ala Chavis B'Pesach Shkin Anish Karis. It's Chomer anyway. It says Karis. And Vasa B'Cholav Shkin Anish Karis. Now it is Kali Akarim Yechichu. So we have a third thing. We have now Arla, Chavitz, and Kali Akarim. She'in Amish Karis, Vasa Ba'na. So we have now, we're learning Vasa B'Cholav out of these three. Out of Arla, Vasa B'Cholav, and Kali Akarim, that are all three Suri Ana. And so, and who had in Arla, Shalai Nav Rebavera, which is also going to be Asa B'Hana. Well, usually Yechichu, we don't understand that's dropping at all. You go straight out of Kalei HaKerem. Usually when it's a Yechiyach, it means that we're learning out from all of them together. I'm not sure. What? Chametz alone, unless you call it Nebda Ba'avera, that you have Nebda
Ba'avera. The difference between Arla and Pesach is that Arla was always, never had a Shas Kaishu Chametz before Pesach had a Shas Kaishu. It wasn't Ba'avera necessarily.
So that's what I'm saying. It depends if you hold the fact that you held on to it, the Vayirov Vayimatzei, to be an Avera. So it could be. To me, it's, I'm not sure which way to learn. If to learn now, we'll learn all three, which is the way I understood, or not. The more direct in the Rishonim, you get that. Rashi says, because of what I did. See Rashi, Kalei Akerem Yechichu? Third line, B'shchit Aschum Parah for Neymar Allah, that if you have because of that, what's the title of B'chol HaPasim? Okay, and anyway, back to the Gemara. Then Isa Nifrach Malak Kalei Akerem Shekhen Leif and Alayim, at first, like Erech HaNasan. If Abai is true, so you have a Pirchan Kalei Akerem too. Shekhen Akerem, you get punished like Erech HaNasan. So Shuan Abaya, how could Abaya say Kaya Kerem is different? And the Gemara of Abaya, Taima, Taima Basa B'chol HaShem, like the Gemara of Nerech HaNasa. Guess what? Also Basa B'chol HaVachila, Ksiva Bey. Now Abaya is saying the second Chiddush, that Basa B'chol HaVachila, you also get punished, it's also Asa Shalaki Derech HaNasa. You also get Malka Shalaki Derech HaNasa. Idach, what about the one who is the Kasha? Let's say no. Either come right to myself, or I could come in the Vayimah, and the Vayimah Derech HaNasa, I pass B'chol HaDerech HaNasa. I'll say, no. Abaya, I'll say, like, say, Vachimah B'gufay, I'm a Shalak, and I'm a Shalak, and I'm a Derech HaNasa. So, what are we coming away with from this Kashin test? Abaya comes along with a Chiddush in the Parashah of Shalak, and Derech HaNasa. The Chiddush is, we have two things that are Chayim, Shalak, and Derech HaNasa. Klayim, Kalei HaKeren, and Basa B'chala. These two things are chayiv shalai kedera hanah. That's Abaya's halacha, which we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv shalai kedera hanah. Now, there's a tremendous turmoil here over the Hilchos Basa B'chala, over the ramifications of this Gemara. The crazy of placey, the Siman Pei Zayin comes along and asks, well, the Lechayla is a kasha that we should have asked. If you have a piece of trephis that's spoiled, it's spoiled, the problem. Is there any incident that to eat it? So we know you're allowed to eat it, right? If you have Basash and Nisrach, Basash and Nevela that's spoiled, so eating it is not a necessary rice, unless actually. But otherwise, buses that spoil, buses that are spoiled, it's always necessary rice. Why? What's the hazard for problem? Right, we had that. And that's kapal on the base. What's the hazard for a double problem? Same way, lager. We say that the only time you're not eating the and traces is lager shabba shalacha to nera, if you're willing to give it to a ger. You're not willing to give it, if it's not something you would give to a ger, it's mutter. That's true? One minute. I have a different heter. What's the other heter? Spoiled meat. What's the other heter for spoiled meat? Shaitar HaFila, Shaitar HaNara. We have two parshas in Gemara that overlap. Is it the same thing? But then why do I need a pasuk of the Gash of the Shaitar HaFila? Not to be tell us that to be right again. If I already have a limud, it's like a chanaz pater. And not only that, the crazy place he says, but if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam lists a list of things, examples of shalei derech hanah, one example is eruv by gav hamar. You put something bitter into it, and you eat it, that's shalei derech. Another example is nisrach. If it becomes spoiled, you eat it. So the Rambam has pogrom as examples of shalei kederach hanah. So we have two parshas in the Torah that overlap each other. Parsha shalei kederach hanah and the parsha of the Gersh of Sharecha. What's going on? They overlap. They're exactly the same limud from two different places. What's the difference between them? The fact that if something spoils, you're allowed to eat it now, I have two makaris for it. You mean that's mutabahanar? So that, I mean, let's say I need a gashab shrek, I'll tell you the veil of mutabahanar. But to tell me that a double pogrom is cloud, that a double pogrom is mutab, is staying away like air, that means what I don't need.
That means it's only on
dust, right? That means on anything.
So that's
But what I need it for, it's Shalek Derech HaNoah anyway. Anything spoiled is Shalek Derech HaNoah anyway.
But what's this way that the way that Derech HaNoah had a friend spoiled it? That
is. I mean, I really believe it's from that. I don't
know how she's saying. But if the Derech had enough to spoil me, they're giving it to your hand.
You told me Surah Achila, Surah Anar. The Pasha that they were talking about Surah Achila. It doesn't teach us anything about Surah Anar. What it tells us is that the Veda, that world is not, there's no Surah Achila, right? It's not. So the question you're placing is Mechadesh. He says the two sugyas argue. You're right! The sugya that says Eilu Lai Lager, it's going like the Lishna Kama of Agamara. It holds there's no such thing as Shalek Derech HaNoah. Only Shalek Derech Achila. But La Halacha, we don't paskin like that Sugya, Avgeir Sheva Shalecha. We paskin Shalek Derech HaNoah as a Heter. And we don't paskin the whole idea of Pogrom. The whole parsha of Pogrom is Mutter. You know why Pogrom is Mutter? Only for one reason. Because of Shalek Derech HaNoah. And he says, if you look in the Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara of Eino Lo Lager. The Rambam only brings down that Bosa Sarach, if you have Nevela that spoiled its mother, because of Shalek Adar Hanah. So the crazy place is Mechadesh. And guess what? The Halacha, we don't pass like that whole Sugya of Eino Lo Lager. And something spoiled, you know why something spoiled its mother? Only because it's Shalek Adar Hanah. Finish. Is there enough opinion in this? The double problem is mutter because of Shalek Derech HaNoah or because Eino Lo Lager? Well, tell me enough opinion. You better tell me enough opinion. What? True, and yet there's enough opinion. Is there enough opinion if the heter is because of Shalek Derech HaNoah or because Eino Lo Lager? It's right in front of your face, you don't see it. Huh? Yeah. No? Kare, Kare, and Abbas of Achalav. The crazy place he wants to, it's like a bomb. Crazy place he says, you know what? Abbas of Achalav, there's no heter of problem. You know why? Because the whole heter of problem is Shalek and Hachanah. We don't pass in any way again. Well, after the problem is, because Shalek Derech HaNoah, so therefore you should know, you start with Hilchos Tosafot B'Cholov, that by Hilchos Tosafot B'Cholov, there's no heter if it becomes spoiled, and it's pogrom, there's no such heter of, because Tosafot B'Cholov, Shalek Derech HaNoah is asur, and therefore, even if a piece of Tosafot B'Cholov, once Tosafot B'Cholov becomes spoiled, it's still going to be asur b'Anah. That's the chiddush, tremendous chiddush of the crazy place. Now, by Basa B'Cholov, there's no heter of pogrom.
What happens to
Asher? What? The Rosh, yeah, Asheray would always apply. You're Masher of Achila, so Asheray would apply. But we're talking now without Asheray. By Basa B'Cholov, we're saying now even if it's not Asheray. If you're taking it as a medicine, we said it's not called Asheray. So let's say you take Basa B'Cholov as a medicine. You say Shalek Derech HaNoah, wrap it in a tissue. So the crazy place he holds, there won't be a heter. It's only, it could be a heter for Nevela, you have a heter for Treva, but not for Basa B'Cholov. Basa B'Cholov is an Isser with Shalek Derech HaNoah Yechayev, which means that a buyer is saying that there's no heter or problem by the crazy place. He says you don't. What are they dashing for? You find a different drasha. I don't know. Maybe that's someone else suggested. I never worry about that. You know, I can't figure out all the drashas to come up. But you look at the drasha, you'll find some other there.
Why would the problem be an option?
Yeah, but the Gemara Abai just said that if I don't have the Chalav and Kali Kam, there is no Hetar. Because maybe Achilah said that. So by these two, by Basbada Kaya Karam, which don't have the heter of Shalek Derech, the crazy place he says this finish, that there's no hefter problem. Yeah.
The reason, like the reason of Shogadash is just because of the Rambam. It's only even like the battle.
That's his raya. He holds that way up his svara because he holds it to see the two Gemaras.
Why should he take the
Oh, so that's because of Rambam. Rambam brings our Gemara, or Shalai Kedara. So that's why it's this one over the other. But, it's a big Chiddush. Which Makar Chaim? Chatzat, yeah. He brings it in the Bibi, yeah. But you hear the crazy place? Aren't you all excited, jumping out of your seats, like, you know, there's no head to a program by Rosh HaBakala? It's like, mind-boggling. Most of us don't have Rosh HaBakala in the house anyway, but it's a tremendous Kiddush. I could confuse you by telling you how much of a Kiddush it is, but I don't know if you said that. But the crazy place you hold, program is a head to a Shalai Kedar Hanah, and the Mela, and the Me'ilah doesn't apply to Bas B'chol. That's the this Mechidish is basically playing. 1-4. Why? See, that's one thing. It's rare that you have Bas B'chol and B'chol because they have to be cooked together, right? So, what? Yeah, you pour a hot challenge into a garbage with his cheese. Not blue, it's only special. It's special.
I
was
thinking more than the
one cleaning out the kitchen happened. I don't think the leaving creation will be very official as the column. It's going to be theoretically possible to have a visible above the column. If in your house you ever pour a hot challenge straight into a garbage can, it's going to spoil. And you're going to pour it into the garbage, or gravy, you're going to pour that into the garbage, and there happens to be some cheese in the garbage, because theoretically it's possible, you're pouring some straight into the cremation onto the cheese. You're flushing the garbage can, what flush the garbage can? Usually people don't pour hot things into the place, the garbage can. Anyway, this is the crazier place's Kiddush Gadol, the Chumrah obviously, that there's no heter of pogrom by Bas HaBachala. He says that's why we find that in the Ramah that there's an Isser to use certain type of ashes that had Bas HaBachala mixed in. They used to use it for shampoo. It was ashes from the community oven. And the guy who cooked it, and the ashes had Bas HaBachala mixed, and they would take this ash and mix it with water to make a shampoo. Shampoos were made that way. And the Ramah says not to use it. The crazy place says, what do you mean? This Bas HaBachala is full of ash, it's all pogrom. Right? They didn't look for Bas HaBachala. They went to the oven and they scraped off the bottom all the ashes and they made shampoo. So who cares about Bas HaBachala in it? It's all pogrom, it's mixed with ash. The crazy place says, no have to have pogrom by Bas HaBachala. So that's why the Ramah asks. This is the sheet of the crazy place. The Chavis Baz brings down the crazy place. He's in a cook gibble, fifth cut nama. And he disagrees. I think anybody who thinks on a crazy place he would tend to disagree because it's just a very big Kiddush. And one of his rayas to disagree, he says if you look in the Medayot in the Lashon HaRambam, Rambam says the following. You have to follow carefully. He says that by Kol Yisur Shabbatayra, Shalei Kedarech is Mutter. And the Rambam gives three or four examples. One example is Irid Davamar, if you mix in something bitter. One example is if it's very hot. If it's so hot, it burns your throat. And you take it that way, it's also Shalei Kedarech. One example is Nisrat, if it spoils. I think the last example is Chayav Chai, the Gemara, Yid Ruach. So all those things, the Rambam says, Shalei Kedarech, it's Mutter B'Shar Yisur. Then the Rambam says, Avo B'Bas HaBachala, Shalei Kedarech Hanah is Asur. And he leaves it, when he goes through his examples, of B'Bas HaBachala, Shalei Kedarech Hanah is Asur, he brings down the other examples, but he leaves out Nisrach. He says that, by Bas HaBachala, it's Asur, If you eat it very hot, it's also, and if you eat it with a double mamik spin, it's also, and if you eat it with raw, it's also. But he leaves out this one. But it's not his vice choice, that there are two heter. There's one heter of Eilu again, and one heter of Shalak Derech Achim or Shalak Derech Hanam. I will ask, why do I need both? By the Zayla, why do I need two heterim? So it's Derech Achila and Eder Lev again. Heter in the way you read it. Call it a heter in the Maiso, a heter in the Gavra. It's heter in the way you read it. But the Chetra is still Chetra Bissura. The Chela is still Chela. If you need a raw, you have a heter in the way you read it. The din of any royal leger is a heter in the chesed, that it becomes heter. So when you have meat of nevelim that becomes spoiled, it becomes heter. It's a chesed of a heterim. It becomes heter. That's a heter because of the way you're eating it. It becomes heter. My nafkamina. Who cares if it becomes heter if you have a heter in the way you're eating it? Says, no, nafkamina will be that you're going to mix, if you're now going to fix it, you're going to put in your sugar to it, you're going to add something to it that will make it sweet and make it edible. So then the heter of Shemaika Derech HaNor falls off. If you have something that's not edible, and you make it edible, so the heter Shemaika Derech HaNor falls off. But the heter of Eino Roi Leger, once it became heter, once it became in the way of a gap, and your chaser in the sake, you fixed it. So that since it became a chesed d'atayra, it remains heter forever. So if you add something sweet to it, it still remains heter. Okay? So the Chavisdar says there are two different atayrim. One heter is a heter of shalaka derech achila, which is in the way you eat it. It's not a heter in the chesed. And that's the heter of shalaka derech anah. And in a royal gair is a different heter. In a royal gair means it becomes heter if it's not a royal gair. To the extent that if you hold your masakna, if you go back and you fix it, it remains heter. He holds your life fix it. It's now became heter. Once it became in a royal gair. You're right. You're certainly possibly right. It's just the next step. It's just that way it is, I think. Well, 1 second. I just want to. There's a lot of the Chavis does do. Listen to what happened here. You have to appreciate what happened. You have two Gemaras. You have two Gemaras. And you have a spirit of two Gemaras. And you have now two Gedolim came along. One of them, from the two spirit of two Gemaras, went to a Chidistik of Chumra. One of them went to a Chidistik of Kula. What happens? You have a sphere of two students, right? You have the sphere of Eilu Roi Leger and the sphere of Shalak Derech HaNor. And they're friends with each other, right? So what do you do? That is, you have two Gemaras. This is what I have. You have the first place he comes along. Oh, no, okay. He comes along. And he says, you have a spirit of Gemaras. You know what we're going to do? We say, this is not Medina. Right? This one's not Medina. And this one's Medina. That's an Aftonina. So it comes out, an Aftonina will come. And the crazy place he comes out an Aftonina. That part of a color, disaster. Part of a color, disaster. Why? Because there is part of a color, problem would be murder, but we don't pass it out. And so if you have a hero, if you have a that's a part of the color. So you come out and ask, can you look over that part of the color, disaster? That's an issue. That's what the first place is. If I was that, he'd just be out.
Coming back today, you have a serious difficulties. He said, no, the pastor might go. The pastor said, well, that's enough, Kavina. What about you, Jeff? Enough, Kavina is, if you have something that's problem, the pastor makes me say. He said, something just spoiled, and then you go and fix it, you make it edible, if this will be awesome. Because Shabbat Shabbat HaKhiva is when it's spoiled. If you make it good again, then it will be after. So therefore we have a second parsha, which we also passed in life, to be Mechadishah, no, Paul, if you write it again, it becomes Tablet. Now the Chayza Rashichai, it remains Tablet. Because this parsha tells us that this tells us that the Chayza becomes effective as Tablet. That the thing which became spoiled, it becomes Tablet. It's not an issue anymore. Unless it became rather, it becomes a Mashiach, it remains Tablet. That is the Kula, which is only true because you pass it like this. Because the place is, it might be murder that if you open it and get up, let me stop facing my feet, they step it, because you don't pass it like so because you have a serious decision, the crazy place becomes an evasive Kiddush, that also the color problem is awesome. And because of the serious decision, the kind of God to make the two figures needed, he explains that this teaches us a bigger Kula than we knew before. That problem because of the Mashiach is murder. So not only is Moshe B'chol of Pogrom murder according to the Chavis Da'at, but Moshe B'chol of Pogrom, the Chavis Rashia, is also murder. From the theory of two sons, the Chavis Da'at, the crazy place, he took the opposite Kiddushim away from it. He went down the crazy place there, and not like it to two sons. And he very it came out of Chumrah, because he said we only passed him like one sons. And the Chavis Da'at, and that from the spirit of two sons, he said, no, we need it to teach us a new Kula. This is what comes out from the Machlokes. Now, the Stipler, in his piece, I'm not even talking about that. It's a real piece, I'm only talking about the first two paragraphs. The first paragraph, he brings down the crazy place in the Chabad. And in the second paragraph, he lets the Kasha on the Chabad. Now this Kasha, not a complicated kasha, but it seems to be like a bomb kasha. And I'd like you to look at it before tomorrow. You have to catch it for tomorrow too. And the problem is that I had is to understand why the kasha is not sure like crazy place. It's a very good kasha. It's nice to share the crazy place too. I appreciate if you take the time to take a look at it. I'll tell you ahead of time tomorrow. And it's funny that just Friday I spoke about Tibet Ave. But I have to take my father somewhere in the morning. I hope to sail back in here at about 11:45 and make it past this year. And, you know, I say to fly back in because I don't know exactly what time I'll be back. I'm from Manhattan. But I hope to be here in time. So don't get your hopes up if I'm not here yet.